Welcome back to Creative Therapy Umbrella. This is a place where we talk about all different types of creative arts therapies, expressive therapies, and creative approaches to therapy. My name is Kate Shannon, and I am your host. On today's episode, Erica Lyles joins us, and she is a music therapist. She shares so many different things with us today, a few of them being her journey from moving her private practice from in-person to telehealth. And she also shares her motivation in general to start a private practice, the adaptations that she went through. She has such great flexibility, and she's so amazing with thinking outside the box. And even she shares with us her global goals for the future of her business. She has a passion for working with children, teens, and young adults with developmental disabilities and differences, and she shares about one of her amazing groups called the Interability Chorus. It's so, so cool. So take a listen and get inspired. Erica has absolutely amazing energy, and I will talk to you on the other side. Okay, Erica, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm super pumped to dive into all the awesome things that you do.
I think you make me sound too good.
Well, for our listeners, can you start us off by telling us what you currently do in your practice?
As a music therapist, I am providing services for all ages, all backgrounds, but more specifically, like my niche is people, teens, kids, adults with special needs and disabilities. More specifically, I work with a lot of people on the autism spectrum. I've had some treatment center groups. I currently have a geriatric group going now. I'm pretty expansive, but my home base is definitely people with autism. So before COVID, of course, I was running groups and individual sessions in person, and now I've been able to do the same virtually. So I'm grateful for that. So yeah. For some of my clients, we haven't missed a beat, literally, because of our wonderful technology. So that's what I get to do. I have contracts in Palm Beach, and then I also have my one-on-one clients that I see from my office space and now my home on the computer. So
that is awesome. And yeah. So you work for yourself, for your own company, correct?
Yes. My practice is called Whole Vibes. Awesome. Whole Vibes. And I do music therapy, but I also say I facilitate music experiences as well, because, not everybody's necessarily into or a candidate for music therapy specifically. They don't really need it, but they may benefit from, a lesson or an adapted music lesson or, some type of a enrichment workshop using music, things like that. So that's my mission, with Whole Vibes, is to just give everybody that opportunity, to experience music or have that, expression or experience themselves.
Yeah, in their own unique way, however yeah. that fits. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What was your catalyst for going into private practice, for creating your own, little baby of a company? What was that like?
Oh, it was so, there was so much that happened during that time. But the biggest component was, I'm very creative. I can't sit and do the same thing every day. Where I was working before was great. They really respected music therapy, but it ended up really kind of being, surprisingly, as a music therapist, it's like, no, it's never the same every day. It was kind of just like redundance, like, okay, all right, I'm ready for something different, being creative, I don't fit well into a box. I'm always thinking outside of the box. How can I push the boundaries? Not in a bad way, but, I just like to stretch and just, think. I always think there's something greater. And I've always just wanted to, be my own boss and also just take people in and teach them and, allow them to grow and, with what I have to share. That's really what started it. And I haven't looked back.
That's so awesome.
Now, you know, with that said, it has its challenges, of course, you know, just like with anything, but that's what I need to keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, as you were saying that, I was like, oh, Enneagram 7, like we were saying, like that seems like very.
Yeah. That's me to a T. I was like, somebody wrote that based on me. I'm pretty sure.
It's me next to Enneagram 7.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you saw, I think Music Therapy Ed came out with a music therapist Enneagram. So it was like for each one, it explained like.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to go back and find it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
I really related to it. I was like, well done, whoever figured that out and made it into a little. Yeah. I think it was on their Instagram somewhere. They made it and it was okay. It was really fitting. Yes.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. Because I may not have done the test by that point, but I'll have to check it out.
Absolutely. I love hearing the catalysts for everybody's story as they go into private practice. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different story, and it's just so interesting to hear what drives people. The big thing of like, why did I need that? And it's so different for everybody, but it's so, you can see how fulfilling it is too.
Yeah,
you're able to go in there and just like create your own thing from nothing.
Right. Know? Yeah. Yeah. Like literally nothing, you know. I have mega faith. So I'm just, you know, that's how I live my life. But, you know, it was just like, literally just, I was like, okay, here I go. I'm just going to go for it. Like, that's what it was. And, you know, being the wild, I guess, 7 that I am, we'll throw that back out there. You know, I would call my dad, as he's in Missouri. You know, he'd be like, how are you going to live? What are you going to do? And I'm like, oh, it'll be fine. You know, I just got to go out there. I just have to do it. But it really is, it's really satisfying, you know, so yeah.
So awesome and so encouraging for others to hear of like, you can do it, put your mind to it, you can make it happen.
Yeah. You know, I remember the first contract that I got, they only guaranteed me 12 contract hours. So that was it, like to live. And I was like, but I said, okay, all right, let's do it. I'll fill in the blanks, you know, however I have to fill in the blanks, you know, whatever. But, you know, I mean, that I remember walking down the hall of that facility. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. That's a nice time to tell yourself that, right? You know, I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing right now. But you mean, you know, technically I did. I'd had years of experience working in another company and all that stuff. But this was my show. This was my rodeo. Like, they were looking at me like, hey. And I just had to start telling myself, you're the expert. You are the expert. You know what to do. You know what you're doing. Even if I really didn't know, I was the expert. And I had to tell myself that, and I am the expert, you know, and I still carry that to this day, you know, because it's like, hey, even if I don't know it, I'm going to figure it out.
You got to get in there. Cause if you don't get in there, then you won't be the expert. And it's like, exactly. Just get in and do it.
Exactly. So
I love that. Yes. I think at my internship, they said something along the same lines. At some point they were like, you do have to fake it until you make it. Like if you get in there and just own it, like it will come. And then that goes away. Those thoughts.
Yeah,
leave.
Absolutely. And you know, that comes from, you know, with the good days and the, you know, days where you need some strength, you know, the rough days where nothing's going right in your group or your session. You know, just got to keep, you know, you have to just own it, you know, and I tend to use humor a lot, you know, oh, that didn't work out, oh, you know, stuff like that. But however you do it, like, it is what it is, you know, we're not perfect. So
yes. And it's not all on us all the time. It's like something could have happened that could lead to all these things. And
exactly.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. And now you started from one contract and now your company has all these cool things, all this awesome stuff that you're doing within your practice.
Yes.
Love it. Love seeing your videos on your website and on Instagram. Can you tell the listeners just a little bit about some of the different things that you offer between sessions and the chorus and karaoke night, which sounds so much fun.
Oh yeah, you keep that.
Yes, love it.
So yes, as I mentioned before, you know, running groups, you know, with different facilities in the area, and then mostly on my own, I'll do just private sessions one-on-one. And those are awesome, you know, and amazing. Get a lot of word of mouth referrals. I do some advertising. So, you know, I'm blessed by that as well. And then my baby, which I love to talk about, is the Inter-Ability Chorus. So that was birthed, oh man, let's see, maybe it was conceived like late 2018, early 2019. Mm-hmm. And then it was birthed last fall, so last fall 2019. And you know, I guess I can share from the beginning of that, but
be great, yes.
Yeah, with a school that I contract with for autism, you know, I get to work in the classroom setting there, but I'm a music therapist, so you know, I get to bring that perspective to the classes. You know, while we're, you know, building on musical skills, we're also working on social skills and communication and motor skills, you know, all of that, and you know, yeah, so. Working with them, I was like, you know, I really want these teens with autism to experience, you know, performances, you know, in ways that they might not get to, you know, they might not get to go to the theater here or to a show here, you know, because of, you know, what they're dealing with. Maybe they're, you know, making different sounds, different movements and screaming. Maybe they're sensitive to the sounds, you know, things like that. So I'm like, we have this, you know, awesome theater here, awesome auditorium, you know, let's bring, you know, performers to us. So, you know, I brought a couple of different groups from the county in, and one of those groups was the Palm Beach Opera. And, you know, amazing group. They came in, did a performance, interacted with the students and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, like, you know, we got something here. So they came back a couple times. And then, you know, it was just like one of those boom ideas, because I had already been running for that particular school, a choir, but it was all of the students that run the spectrum. And it's been great. You know, we would perform. I take them to nursing home a couple times a year to do like a big sing-along there. You know, we get invited to different events in the community, different events for the foundation and the school and all that stuff. But I was like, no, there's got to be a way to expand beyond these four walls, you know, like more young adults could benefit, you know, from this. And, you know, I don't know if the listeners are familiar, but, you know, people with special needs, they age out about 21 years old of school. So then my mind's like, you know, my mind's going everywhere. So then I'm like, wow, you know, what are these guys going to do after they graduate, you know, like, they're not going to have any these same opportunities that they have at school. And then I tend to think, you know, globally, think bigger. I'm like, I just want to reach the world. I want to reach as many people as I can. So, gosh, that's a lot of like different pockets I'm going to here. But,
I love it.
So the opera came into play because I had established that rapport with them. And then I was like, okay, you know, I want to take this choir thing, you know, elsewhere. Outside the school, and I'm like, what better group to do it with than, you know, a bunch of singers, professionally trained, you know, classical, like they're, you know, they're going to learn so much, they're going to experience so much, you know, just by being around them, and vice versa, you know, ends up working out that way, of course. So we decided to partner, I decided to partner with them. You know, we're coming up with these ideas and like, okay, you know, we're really going to make this work. So the Inter-Ability course is a course for adults with special needs, you know, any need, any disability, or, you know, or any exceptionality, you know, however you want to say it. And then we originally targeted it for the adults that aged out, but we ended up incorporating some of the teens as well, which is great. So 16 and up, and the coolest thing is that they come from all over, different counties, you know, different cities, you know, in the surrounding area. And so we partnered with the Opera and then the L Center of Excellence, which is like Autism Universe. So, but, you know, we have different backgrounds. So, you know, I have super duper, you know, higher functioning, maybe categorized as like Asperger's syndrome, you know, participants. And then, you know, I have some that can't really verbalize, but I have one particular gentleman who does sign language. That's his voice, you know. I've had some that have come through and used their devices, you know, their iPad or maybe their phone, or maybe they point to pictures or help us hold up signs. There's so many ideas like as to why this, you know, stirred up inside of me. But, you know, I was like, okay, you know, everybody can participate in some way using whatever voice that they have, you know. So we've only had one performance due to COVID. But it was amazing. You know, we had a performance in the winter for Christmas, you know, holidays, mm-hmm. holiday season. And man, I mean, you know, working with them for like 15 weeks over time, you know, you could see the growth, but like that final performance was everything, you know? So, and it's great because families, you know, they get into it and they're like, wow, this is awesome. I've never seen them perform before. I mean, you know, it's like, so it all goes back to, I was working at a school, and you know, I had parents that come and approach me and they're like, oh, you know, I want my kid to do this. I want them to do that. And, you know, it's like, okay, but do they really benefit from being on the stage? Like, is it too much for them? Is it overwhelming? You know, too much sensory, things like that. But then it hit me and I was like, it's not up to me. You know, to a parent seeing their kid perform, it's like they're on the Metropolitan stage, you know, the stage of the Met. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it's everything. So I'm like, so I had to shift my mindset. I'm like, no, get them out there. Like if they're not, you know, having a behavior or the extreme challenge, like let's go, you know, if they're willing to do it, you know, let's make it happen. So anyway, so that's the inner ability chorus. We got postponed. We were doing virtual sessions, but really wasn't working out just with everybody's schedule and stuff. So
okay.
We're waiting for the next opportunity to perform. But we grew, we almost doubled in size from the fall to the spring. So, you know, I definitely see that, you know, getting bigger and just taking it nationally, internationally, all of that, you know,
I was going to ask, yeah. Like, what do you see it going more longer term? What would be your goal for, you know, this smaller thing now? What do you want it to look like in a couple of years?
Oh my gosh, it has to, you know, definitely want to see different chapters emerge, you know, like, okay, a south end, a central end, north end, and then even, you know, statewide, you know, the model that I'm looking at, because it has to be, you know, when you're working with people with autism, especially, you know, you have to have that routine, that regimen, right? Mm-hmm. So it can definitely suit as, you know, if I just keep with this model that I've worked with, mm-hmm. that I've just kind of created just from working with, you know, these clients for so long, you know, it could definitely be replicated, you know, and, you know, you could have, you know, someday I'm like, you have interability band, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just based off of that same structure, that same model, that same flow. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to make a global impact with it. So, awesome. But my thing is, you know, I tend to like, when I want to do performances and stuff like that, I'm like, okay, the biggest picture ever. And then it's like, okay, but I'm right here right now. So I have to get, you know, I have to get there. So that's just me. But
I can totally relate to that. How do I take on this big thing that I want to do? Like one bite at a time. Slow
yeah,
down.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, and then there's going to be fireworks and then somebody's going to do backflips. And then it's like, but you're in a shoebox right now. Calm down.
Okay. Like, but someday I'll get there.
Yeah. But hey, I'm getting there. That's
exactly.
Right. That's right. Check it off my list.
I think one thing that I love most about what the Interability Chorus does is gives people who have some type of developmental difference the opportunity to experience something that they don't always get the opportunity to experience, but there's no reason why that experience shouldn't be available, but mm-hmm. for some reason it's not.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and like as a, I feel like as a, you know, just a human to experience that, and as a creative person to experience that. Like, there's, mm-hmm. you know, it's just awesome that you've built that those opportunities for, so that they can experience all of that.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they love it, you know, and they're proud of themselves. Their families are proud. I'm, you know, I'm always proud. I'm like, great job, oh, you're amazing, so yeah.
That's awesome. It must have been on like cloud nine after that performance of like.
It was. Yeah, I can't even describe it. And people are so supportive, mm-hmm. You know, so it definitely had a great team, you know, with the companies that I partner with. So yeah, I'm absolutely grateful and looking forward to more opportunities for them, you know, and with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. That's awesome. I can't wait to hear about where the fireworks and all the other things.
Yes, that's right. That's right. They're coming.
Yes,
they're coming.
They will be there. So you also have something called Karaoke Night that sounds really fun.
Yes.
And of course, individual and group sessions that I'm sure look different with telehealth. But can you tell us a little bit about a couple of those other things too?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Karaoke Night, that was birthed out of our current situation. and really, it's just a night of fun. But I almost cried during the last one. For a couple of reasons, okay? One reason was we had 13 different households from all around the U.S. and from the Bahamas.
What?
So, you know, again, thinking globally, it's like, okay, wow. That's like a dream for me, you know, to reach that many different people. People from South Carolina, Texas, Minnesota, Missouri, and the Bahamas, and I think some other places too, but I was just like, oh my gosh, and Florida, of course. I was like, oh my gosh. The second thing that almost made me, well, pretty much made me cry, was that it was integrative as far as abilities. To be honest, because of, you know, what I get to do and who I get to work with, I was like, should I do one for one group, do one for another group? Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know what? Nah. I said, let's just let everybody get into it and see, you know, what happens. Because I, you know, I want to be fair. I want to, you know, I don't want some people to take over and some people to not get a chance, you know, stuff like that. But I'm like, hey, that's, you know, I'm just facilitating and I'm hosting it. Cool. This is for fun. And we have people of different abilities on there. You know, and it was amazing. It was amazing. So, you know, it's like, okay, we're making that global impact and we're allowing everybody of different backgrounds and abilities to get together. And, you know, I had a couple of family members that joined in and they were like, wow, that was really cool that you had a student of yours on there, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, okay, so they get to see what other people can do and experience that as well. But they're fun. We were doing it, a couple weeks back to back, but since things are starting to reopen and, you know, I'm not going to say get back to normal cause I don't know what that looks like anymore, but, we're doing it, on the second Wednesdays, of each month. So and you do it right from the comfort of your home. I tend to have my, oh, here it is. Oh, well, it's not video anyway, but I have my microphone on hand. For it. But if you don't have a microphone, it's okay. Anybody can join. It's free. And it's just a good time. It's a good time to connect. You can sing what you want. Bring headphones. So sometimes like the virtual delays and all that stuff kind of get tricky. But it's just a fun time, you know, and you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about anything. And then along with the virtual side of things, the telehealth, you know, getting to do that has been great. you know, as your own business, you don't want to hear that everything's closing down because you're like, no, it's not. What do you mean? You know, I have to eat. I have bills to pay, you know, and I know a lot of people have, you know, suffered a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely grateful, you know, that that's been an option, you know, that contracts were like, hey, let's do this. Let's make it work. I'm like, yes. Okay. You know, mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, it has its challenges. You know, I think I just mentioned, like, with the delay and, you know, trying to work with the sounds of things and, feedback and just weird, you know, your technical glitches and, you know, your Wi-Fi goes off. Like I had maybe a week or two ago, there was a big storm. I hear the thunder rumbling, right? We were almost done with our session. I hear it rumbling and all of a sudden, bloop, you know, the power went out. So it's like, okay, so with the power going out, you know, because I'm running on my laptop, but, you know, the internet's out. So it's like, okay, but you just have to just keep overcoming. And that's one of those things. You just own it. And, you know, whatever you can control, you try to control. And if you can't, you just keep it moving, you know. So, and then, you know, with the interactive, that's been like a stretch. It's been interesting. I've definitely grown a lot in like how I create materials and resources and things like that, doing everything online. I love it. I really love it. I think it's, I can see doing this like really long term, forever.
Like there was kind of like this, I don't know if you felt this, but it felt like this hesitation, at least in the music therapy world or in the therapy world in general, I think of like, telehealth, I don't know if it'll work. And now that it's happening, I think a lot of people are like, this is great.
This is
working.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, it takes like some extra steps and thinking sometimes, you know, thinking forward. But you know, it's working out really well. So with that said, I have, you know, a little guy that I see, you know, ADHD. So he's generally all over the place, but music therapy has been really helpful for him to focus, you know, and attend to tasks. And he's grown a lot, but we've had some moments where he's sitting there, we're doing our thing. Then all of a sudden, pew, and I'm sitting there looking at his chair and I'm like, and it's like, you can't really, you can't really regain control because you're not present. So there are certain challenges like that, you know, but then it's like, you just have to think faster, you know, like, okay, now we have to do a token board for you. So you'll stay on task. You know what I mean? Or, what did I start doing with him? I just had to make things more challenging, you know, to really get him to stay, you know, engaged longer. Cause he benefits from having like a schedule, but you know, doing the same type of stuff is like, okay, no, I got to keep thinking ahead of him because he's just going to dart off like, wait, wait, come back. Mom, can you help? You know,
but texting then the other, mom.
Yeah, like, hey, he's gone again. Can you, but then the other thing too, is that I've really appreciated being able to coach families. Really, I find that has been what I'm doing a lot of, you know, whether it's during the individual sessions or the group sessions. You know, you're really just coaching, which is great because a lot of them have been really engaged with their, you know, sons and daughters. You know, and it's just another benefit, I think, you know, as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of different aspects to the telehealth, but overall, it's been really, really good, at least for me.
Yes, it's so awesome. It's, you know, I think, obviously, we were all thrown into it without, you know, pretty quickly and had to like figure everything out. But I, as you were saying before, of like thinking outside of those four walls, like you get put in the spot where you're like, okay, now this is, I'm normally used to being able to kind of corral kids if I have to. How do I do that? Not physically. How do I make my prompts not physical or more musical? And it's a whole nother type of challenge to get into with all of the telehealth stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Which somewhat a seven, probably like, all right, I'll take that. I like this. It's a new
Let's
challenge.
Do it. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Oh man.
it's fun stuff. I feel like there's been a lot of ceilings. I've stared at a lot of ceilings of just like kids who have the, if it's a phone or if it's a iPad, and then they just are like, and I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I'm getting vertigo looking at the fan. But
right. Right. That is too funny. I love that. Yeah. Hey, you know, so it's fun. Like, what do? You just roll with it.
Yeah. Yes. You got to keep going with the flow.
Yeah.
Owning it.
Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. Well, it's so cool to hear that your transition into telehealth has been so exciting and, you know, that you want like as the potential to continue continue with it, especially on a more global level. You can reach anybody from, you know, we're not limited to our physical location, which is really amazing too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You know, and then, I mean, you can just reach more, you can, you know, connect with even more therapists, you know, music therapists or other creative arts therapists that way, and collaborate and, you know, figure out how to co-treat and all that. Like, the possibilities, you know, they're endless.
Technology is a blessing. Mm-hmm. It can be a total pain, total pain in the butt.
Oh, but yeah. I agree. Yeah.
So many. Today I kept having a kid in session, and I think she was using mom's phone, and all of a sudden the picture would go out and I could see that her audio was muted, and I was like, what just happened? And then like 2 seconds later I see her, like, she's running with the phone and she's like, sorry, my mom got a phone call. So it does that to like with the phone
call. Oh, how funny.
Oh yeah, it happened twice in the session too. It was really hilarious. Oh, and then same thing of like, sorry, she got another phone call. But it works.
Like, what do you do?
Connect. I know, yeah, I know, yeah. Right? Just, yeah, yeah. Like, this is still great.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Man. Yeah, yeah. It was pretty funny. So where do you see your practice going in the next couple of years? Or what are some places that you hope you can keep expanding with?
Oh, man. Gosh, like, feel like vulnerable almost. I'm like, oh,
you don't have to answer.
Oh my gosh. Oh, how could you ask me that? No, I'm kidding. One thing that I found, like, you have to be careful who you tell your, you know, deepest dreams and things to, mm-hmm. But on the other side, you know, it's okay to share, because you never know how your dream connects somebody else's. And it's like, you know, somebody listening might be like, hey, I want to do that. I'm going to do X, Y, Z for you or with you. You know, you just, you never know. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a big believer in all this. So it's like, oh my gosh. So to answer your question, I really see more collaborations with not just music therapists, but musicians as a whole. I have an assistant and he's awesome. He's a musician. He plays in a band. But he is so eager to, you know, learn and help and just, you know, be a part of what I'm doing. Like, when I have certain contracts, you know, he's right there. So definitely collaborate with more musicians and, you know, even more schools, you know, just to get the word out there, not only about music therapy, but just, you know, about engaging people, just differently. You know, I don't want to take away from music therapy, but I hope you understand what I'm saying, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yes. This is, I feel like we're the fringe of the fringe in this podcast of like, mm-hmm. It's not so much just the internal part, but like, what's on the outside?
Yeah. That's yes. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been saying. So I definitely envision that. And also, you know, global, you know, expansion. Just really reaching people where they need it most. I've had the opportunity, I haven't been able to actually travel with this group yet, but there's a group, they do ministry work, but they wanted to invite me to do some music therapy groups. And they have some groups across the globe. I was supposed to go to Sierra Leone this summer.
Wow.
Not happening. But it's okay. Another time. Yeah. But you know, they were going to do some groups for women who have experienced abuse, and also groups for people with special needs and disabilities. And they wanted to bring in music therapy and you know, so things like that. You know, and places where, you know, they don't have steady access to, you know, these types of therapies and things. So let's see, I'm a list maker as well. So is what I say? The international, what else did I say?
More global. So like reaching even collaboratively with other therapists.
Yes. See, thank you. I'm glad you're paying attention.
I took notes. That's right.
I need to take notes. And I'm like, what did I say? I don't remember.
That's what I'm for.
And then also just, you know, I have this vision of a house, and it's going to have, you know, different rooms, different music therapists, different creative arts therapists, you know, and it's just, you know, we'd be able to come together. So not only to support the community and clients, but also to support other therapists, you know, they could come, they can rent a room out, you know, they can use whatever space they want to have a group, you know, things like that. So yeah, I've got some visions and plans. And of course, Inner Ability course, taking that further, and just continue just teaching, you know, I think we get, especially when, well, I can't speak for all business owners, but sometimes we tend to think, at least, okay, I have thought, you know, I've had that scarcity mindset, you know, of, okay, I have to take this particular client, or I have to have this, or, you know, I can't tell anybody else about what I'm doing because they're going to take it. And it's like, you know, I want to be able to share that with people because there's more than enough, yes. You know, mm-hmm. You know, and plus it's not necessarily about me. It's about people who need, you know, whatever services anyway. So
mm-hmm. It's hard to not, I was just talking with somebody about that feeling too, of like, it happens so quick, this like, you know, of like, oh no, but then it's like, no, wait. You know, like when you can come back to it and think that bigger picture, and mm-hmm. It's always just kind of like a quick feeling like of that scarcity, but it's hard not to think that way sometimes too, when you're being so vulnerable, being out on your own, trying something new, you're really out there and it's like, this is scary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And exciting, but.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely have some scary times, you know, and I want to tell people about that too. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be afraid to ask people to pay me. You know, it can get uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh, if I want to eat, then I have to have people pay me on time. You know, like, yes. It was just one of those things, like, I just had to break it down to myself. I'm like, hey, like, this has to happen. Mm-hmm. So you have to just get over it and just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just do what it takes. And then, you know, I've had groups, you know, I've advertised for some groups that I wanted to launch, and no one signs up. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like, you have the highs and, you know, you have the awesome moments and stuff like that. But then you have times where you're like, oh, that didn't work. What's
back
happening?
To the drawing board.
Yeah. You know, so just,
yep.
Oh, you know, overcome.
Yes. And I think like a lot of those things come with, I think they're not just unique to the helping profession, but we want to help so many people so much, mm-hmm. that it feels easier to just be like, oh, it's okay. You know, like, no, I know this is so helpful. And, you know, that's part of why we're therapists, but right, then it's like, right. Oh, I have to dig in deep and do that other hard stuff too. Cause yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I, you know, to me it's worth it, mm-hmm. you know, it's worth it. And you know, if some people are thinking about it, you know, it's just up to you to decide. I always tell people to go for something, you know, if you want to do it, you're thinking about it, go for it. You know, if you want to have your own practice, go for it. You know, some people think like, yeah, you just can't go for it because you put everything. I believe to just try it. You don't know, you know, otherwise you just don't know. I'd rather do that than just sit and wonder what if, you know,
yes.
Because mm-hmm. of the stuff that has happened, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. What if I didn't do it? Like, that would have been bad. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have nearly as many as experiences as I've had, you know? So go for it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I got on that tangent, but
I love it. The tangents are the best. the you know, just going for something too. I feel like thinking if you look back of like, oh, if I didn't go for it, like, you created a business and you're making it through COVID, you know, which is like, you would never have thought back then of like, oh, I'll have to deal with a pandemic as a therapist, you know, and it's like that resiliency through all of that is, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, I'm definitely blessed and grateful, forever grateful. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take any of those moments for granted, you know.
It's so awesome. And I love how too, the and I think you've talked about this more so than anybody I think before on the podcast, of the, in a private practice, there's so much opportunity for ideas, mm-hmm. and to run with them and go, and yeah. even if they fail and nobody signs up, but like, still, it's like, then you tried.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Because you try, and also you don't know what it can lead to next. You know, we tend to think like in the moment, which is good, but like, because I advertised for this particular group, somebody else saw it and they wanted to sign up for a private session. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy stuff like that, you know, because this, then that, like, there's always something. You just don't know, you know, who mm-hmm. you're reaching, impacting, or whatever. So yeah, go with it. Always
out there. Yes. Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Totally worth it. Awesome. And so, you also do some individual and group sessions where uh-huh. you are too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Very so yeah, cool. I mean, it's really, you know, I have little kids, I have big kids,
yeah.
You know, that I get to work with, and the goals, you know, I'm definitely goal focused. You know, we're working on, actually I need to make sure to do this. Actually, I need to finish writing this, go to the bathroom song. For one of my little girls, her mom's like, okay, we're gonna potty train now. So, because we were working on we've been working on communication goals and just getting her to really express, and then working on you know, formulating sentences, but getting her to sing lyrics, and then, you know, translating that over into formulating sentences. You know, yeah, most, you know, some of us know the deal, the drill, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, so now we're gonna start working on going to the bathroom as well. So I got to make a potty song. And so yeah, I get to work with my little guys. I get to work with my big guys. I have quite a few adapted lessons too. Adapted lessons / therapy. Because, you know, I think I don't really like to draw the line. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to say this is this and this is that, because I feel like, you know, it can all just work together for their benefit. So yeah, I have one particular client. He's an adult on the spectrum, super, super high functioning, and he's so funny. Oh my gosh. And polite, and, you know, just a really good guy. But, you know, he deals with a lot of anxiety. You know, I think some depression too, but definitely anxiety. You know, so we get to process that as well. You know, he's learning guitar, you know, which is great because he gets to be in the present moment, you know, with his instrument, right? He's not worried about anything else outside of that. But then, you know, we get to pull away from that and talk, you know, we might talk about some song lyrics. You know, we might just talk regular talking, you know, he might benefit from that. Something triggered something else or sparked something else, another thought that he might have. And also, he really benefits from the structure that the lessons provide or sessions provide, and that accountability, you know, because every week I'm like, okay, you know, you need to practice. Here's your practice schedule. So he follows through with that. You know, that helps him just to, you know, be responsible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said before, accountable. Mm-hmm. And that takes away the anxiety because he has a schedule. So it's like, it's all like interwoven,
yes,
you know. So I really, you know, I just appreciate that. And then I've had some groups as well virtually, and those are so much fun. I mean, it's all fun, but I've had a lot of interesting experiences with those so far, because we're getting kids and adults to be creative at home. So it's like, okay, find something you can use as a drum if you don't have a drum. You know, kids are bringing out pots and pans and spoons and whatnots and, you know, boxes and, you know, using their table, using whatever, you know, so I'm like, okay, this is great. You know, we'll do like a color song for the little kids. Okay, find something red, and they run around, you know, find something and wave it around, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it gets them, you know, it fosters that imagination, of course, that creativity, which is great. And it really just gives them a chance to, you know, bring more musical experiences in their home too, which is great, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, you know, my home where I am, where I'm developing, like that could be musical too, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah. So it's been really good. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, like I just thought of like being a kid and being like, can I play?
Yeah.
And like it gives them the opportunity to look at things so creatively, like right. that of like I can make anything a drum, and then who knows how long they're drumming after that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That time with you.
yeah I got a video from one of my clients the mom, and her daughter gets up every single day and sets out her little she has little instruments and she gets up and plays, you know, for her good morning routine, plays her little instruments, sets them all out, and then that's her thing. And then she goes, you know, goes on with her day. So it's like, okay, you know, really getting to bring that. And like, it's okay, you know, mm-hmm. it's okay to do that. You know, so yeah.
yeah. A space to do that. And I love that, you know, they're getting like undivided attention too from another adult outside of home.
Ooh,
which right
yeah.
now is so important, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
for the kids and the parents, you know,
oh,
to
yeah.
like have that.
just being honest, right?
Yep. yep. Oh, 24/7. It's really 24/7 now. so much. Yes. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, it's just reprieve for a relief for everybody. You know, mm-hmm. high stress. One of the ladies that did the karaoke night with us, you know, she's a mom. She's mm-hmm. super stressed. She gets depressed, you know, so it was a great outlet for her just to get on there and sing, you know, for
yeah.
just a little bit of time. You know, she had a little bit of time to join us. She was on there mm-hmm. singing. She was singing too.
Yes.
She's from
yes.
Texas. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, I mean, it's great for everybody, you know.
Yeah,
to either have their whatever they need their time apart, or if they need their time together.
mm, be flexible.
yeah, exactly.
Well, it's just so awesome to hear how much change you're creating in so many, and now globally, you know, to the Bahamas and all over the States.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah,
even
yeah.
if it's not globally, it's still so much change in that ripple mm-hmm. effect. So. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing all of those passions, because it's inspiring and invigorating when, you know, you hear somebody else's passion. It's like, I hope other listeners are like, oh, I want to try that, or I'm going to reach out and, you know, get on that
yes.
wagon and make it happen.
Yes. Well,
yes.
thank you so much. Thanks for
totally.
Listening.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Well, for our listeners who want to reach out to you, any
yes.
therapists who want to collaborate,
hey.
Anyone who has sparked an idea and is like, I need to talk with Erica, where can they find you? Where can they follow you? Where's a good place to get a hold of you?
Let's see. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at My Whole Vibes. That's all one word, My Whole Vibes. Let's see, my website, mywholevibes.com. I mean, do you want like email and all that stuff?
If you want to give it out, sure.
Yeah.
I always encourage listeners. I'm like, email people, reach out. Everyone's so nice.
Yes,
like,
yes. Email. What's my email? after all that, Erica, E-R-I-C-A, at myholevibes.com.
Thanks.
561-501-1086. I mean, just put it all out there, I guess, you know.
Yes.
Hey.
More
like
options,
I said, yeah.
the more likely
yeah.
people will do it. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, I feel like, one of the big things I hope people do when they're listening is like, hey, whether art therapist, music, dance, drama, play, whatever, of like, oh, I love that idea. I want to learn more about it. Or I'm in that area. Let me call you up. Let's figure something out. And, you know, the connecting and the community aspect of it, I hope keeps going.
I love that. I love that.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It
is connecting with other people.
Yeah. You know, cause we could do so much just by ourselves, you know, but when you team up, it's like, boom. Mm-hmm.
Really
go
so
over.
Far. There's a good quote about that. Of some, I'm not going to remember it now, but
yeah.
there's a good
I'm just gonna,
quote.
I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to
yes.
believe that there's one out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
oh, Oh my gosh. Well, Erica, thank you so much for being on and sharing all of your passions with everybody. This was awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I love, love talking with Erica. I loved going back and listening and editing this episode because her energy is so contagious. I literally want to go out and just go for the things that I have as goals. And she truly is inspiring to listen to and to talk with. So don't forget to check out the show notes where you can find a follow Erica, check her out on Facebook and Instagram, shoot her an email, go check out her website. And also in our show notes, there are our links where you can follow Creative Therapy Umbrella on Instagram. I would highly suggest joining our newsletter. And if as soon as you join, you actually get a free creativity guide. But we also have a very special announcement that's going out next week. And if you're on the newsletter, you are the first to know. So I'll be announcing it next week on the podcast episode. However, if you're on that newsletter, then you are going to hear it there as well. If you have the time, I would love, 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 love if you could subscribe, rate, or review us on iTunes. This helps us become so much more visible to other therapists, caregivers, people who are interested in this content. It helps them find us. So it's something that really only takes a couple minutes out of your day, but it's a very sustainable way for you to support the podcast. So I would love it if you could do that. I would like to sincerely thank you all so much for listening, for being a supporter of the podcast. Thank you so, so much. Wishing you all the best and be creative.